Marlene wrote in and said, I caught the tail end of the conversation about the digital home maintenance program you use. Where do we get that? Just go to rosieonthehouse.com and click login. It'll take you to the sign-up page for the app. It is, she wanted to know, is it smartphone? It's actually easier to use in a lot of cases on the smartphone. One of the features that the of this digital home management software is that you can upload photos for inventorying your home or, and one example I'll use that we did on my home is when I replaced the garbage disposal, I took pictures of the box so that if it, the next point it died, if for whatever reason I couldn't get to Central Arizona Plumbing Supply to pick it up, Amanda could just walk in, open up the app on the smartphone and say, here, here's the picture of what I need for the home. I also have the receipt, so she knows right there which Central Arizona Supply it came from and where to go, and it really helps catalog digitally everything for your home. And with the reliability of smartphones and internet, you have it all at your hand anywhere you go. It's really going to change the face of home ownership over a 20-year period of time. I won't go so far to say, well, I won't say anything else. Let's get to our calls. I don't want to badmouth any existing industry out there, but it'll definitely reduce the fly-by-night home inspectors that exist. Sharon's in Tucson, next on the line, wants to talk about her roof. Welcome to the program.
Hi,
and you know what?
Thanks for taking my call.
Speaking of Tucson, it reminds me, I've got 100 Saba tickets to give away. Do you want a Saba ticket?
Well, actually, I'm visiting in Tucson, and my phone number's Tucson, but I live up in Mesa. So.
Okay. So, anyone else listening, if you want Saba tickets, just text Saba, S-A-B-A, Southern Arizona Home Builders Association, H-A-S, Saba, to 411-923. Now, the thing about these tickets is they're for, usually they're general admission, but this year it's for the broadcast. So, it gets you into the Saba Home Show at 9 o'clock. You can join us live for the last 2 hours of the program and then have the rest of the Tucson Convention Center exhibit for your time. So back to Sharon, though, in Mesa, hole in the roof.
Okay, so I have a tile roof, and over my garage is one pitch, and then over the front bedroom is another one, and they kind of overlap, and it makes a little tunnel underneath, if I'm explaining that. And then the house has a third pitch. Well, when I had my AC inspector come out earlier just to check everything, he noticed that in that little tunnel where it hits the main part of the house, at one time there must have been some kind of ventilation there or tar paper or something, and it's worn away and there's a hole there. And he said in my blown-in insulation, he could see a little track. So something, there's nothing dead up there, but something has been able to get in through that hole. And I need to know what kind of a person do I call, because I can't get up there. Do I call a roofer? Do I call a general contractor? Who fixes something like that? Because it's not actually the roof, but it's part of the roof system, I think. Does that make sense?
Well, it does, and that would be a roofer I would call. But before I did that, you said they can see tracks in the insulation.
Yeah, he could see a little line where something had walked. He thought maybe a squirrel or a bird.
I would put a living trap up there first. And the last thing I would want to do is cage something into the attic that's now forced to make a home of your attic, and they'll find a way to live up there. So I would first call a, you know, like Blue Sky. You mentioned Mesa. Blue Sky Pest Control is right there in Chandler, Gilbert area. And have them send a technician out, throw up a live trap, and, you know, for the next 3 or 4 weeks, let's see if we don't trap something out of there first. And then after that, you would call a roofer again in Mesa. Overson Roofing is right there. Pat Overson and his son, Brett, you know, they'll come out and, I mean, that's probably unless there's something else I'm not seeing or we find another problem, we're probably not talking an hour to patch that.
Okay. I just wasn't sure what kind of contractor person I called for something like that.
So that would be a roofer, but I would see if we're not dealing with little critters in there first before we seal them in. I'm going to see if I can't squeeze Hal into the conversation before we wrap up this hour. Welcome to the program, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hi. I have an air conditioning question for you. I want my basic question is, if can I replace a 2-ton air conditioning unit with a 4-ton air conditioning unit without any real downside? And your question, first question is, of course, why would I do that?
Yes, right? That's exactly what I was going to ask.
Here's what happened, Romy. The unit was replaced through a home warranty policy, and the company they sent out couldn't find any identifying numbers on the old unit. So the guy determined it was a 4-ton unit, so they took it off and put a 4-ton unit on. Subsequently, they found out that the specs really only call for a 2-ton unit. So the question is, do I want to go through all the brain damage of having another crane come up the driveway and get up on the roof and take that 4-ton unit out and put a 2-ton unit in, or can I just keep the 4-ton, which is my choice?
Well,
that's what I'd like to do.
How many? What's the square footage of the home?
Well, I've got three units. The square footage of the area that it's cooling is roughly 1,800 square feet, but I don't know that for a fact. But
yeah, well, we'll continue this conversation. Don't hang up, Hal, but there used to be an equation that contractors would use for sizing air conditioning, where every 400 square feet of air conditioning would be a ton of air conditioning. So